Hey y'all, Ebony here, and I just want to have a very candid conversation, hence why this is audio, because I've been thinking all the things, and you know, I think often, even myself included, I think it's so easy for us to, you know, try to meet the demand and go with the flow, right? And so we know podcasts, they started off audio, and all of a sudden, you know, over time, visual video podcasts blew up and everyone was doing them visually. And so it was like everything shifted in the podcast space. And it's like, I want to say it's almost like you kind of just go with the flow because that's what people want, right? But if that's not, I think we're getting to a place of simplicity. I think it's about getting to a place of, you know, doing what works for you, and understanding truly like how you want to show up, how you want to, you know, live your life. And I was just thinking like, man, if I was doing audio podcasts, I would really be releasing them. Like I say, I want to release them, you know, once a week, but with the pressures of like going visual and doing the video ones, it's just so much, right? Especially when your family is growing, especially when you're doing all of the things, like for me personally with homeschooling, having a newborn, having my own business, supporting another family business, managing my business along with my clients' businesses, and, you know, homeschooling, all the things. It's just sometimes you just got to do what works for you, because it's not that what I have to say isn't important. It's not that I don't have the content to post or the things to say, but I think a lot of times it's like we want to show up perfect, we want to show up in the best way possible, and when that doesn't happen, everything just gets pushed to the side. And so here's to showing up, y'all. Here's to showing up in all rawness and all authenticity, and showing up the way that works best for you. Now, that may not be the thing that gets the likes. That may not be the thing that gets the following. But you can still say, hey, I showed up here. I showed up, because it's the difference between, hey, I'm going to show up, I'm going to do this podcast, I'm going to say what needs to be said, versus I'm going to continue to put this off because I'm not in the season or the space where I can make this video post, or I can, you know, record this video in the timing that I want. And, you know, it's so many factors that goes into that, but I think, you know, you just have to be honest with yourself and be like, hey, can I do this? Can I not do this? Do I have the time for this? Do I not? But I think so often I've had several conversations with other people because we're waiting for it to be a certain way. Because we're, you know, comparing ourselves. So many different conversations have led to the idea of so many factors being involved to why people aren't showing up. And it's really because, like, things are moving fast. Things are taking off fast. And when we feel like we can't keep up, we just shut down. Or when things are becoming more and more creative, innovative, or whatever the case, when we feel like we haven't reached that level, or we don't have the tools and resources necessary, we don't show up in a way that everyone else is showing up. And so we choose to not show up at all. And then, you know, months and years down the road, we're like, man, I should have posted this. Man, I should have said this. Man, I should have been the one in the forefront. And we find ourselves in the very back, getting left behind because we didn't show up. We were procrastinating. We've been in this like mental fog, or we feel like so-and-so said it better. All of the different things. And it's like, man, we have to get over that. I talked to a few people today, and it was just a thing of like, man, Do what God told you to do. Do what he told you to do. Can you say, Lord, I release the warning. I release the message, right? Now it's on you. I recorded it. I posted it. It's on you to get the word out. It's on you to get the message out, Lord. But it's there, you know, and God can do what he pleases with it. Your job is to obey. And I think a lot of times we're waiting for something to happen. We're waiting for the resources. We're waiting for the support. We're waiting for, you know, our schedule to free up. We're waiting for all the right times. And there's never going to be the best time for you to do it. When that time comes, it's more than likely too late, right? And we just got to show up, y'all. Show up. Stop waiting. Stop delaying. And stop allowing the enemy to make you believe that you need something else to show up. Because our voices are so important. We got to be courageous. We got to be bold. And we got to be consistent. And we got to show up. In this space, y'all, is we have to. And so I just wanted to come on here. In my audio, going back to how it started, before there was a lot of video podcasts, before everyone was pushing visual content, just going back to the basics, y'all. Simplifying it all. Yes, I'll still be focusing on video content, but not at the expense of not posting at all. And so, welcome back to the Girl Get Your Voice Back channel. And yes, the message is always going to be the same. Get your voice back. Share your story. Share your testimony. Show up in a way that is honest, real, raw, authentic, vulnerable. If you must show up, I think the important part is to just speak. Speak. Say your truth and keep it moving. Everything else will fall into place. And even if it doesn't, did you obey? And if you can say, yes, I obeyed. I said what I was supposed to say. I did what I was supposed to do. I shared my testimony. I went and I spoke to the people. I went and I declared this. I went and I prayed for this person. You know what I'm saying? As long as you can genuinely say, I obey God, that's all. That's all you can do. But don't allow slow obedience to cause you to continue to perpetuate this cycle of not doing or just procrastinating and putting things off. Because I wonder how many people could have, you know, been saved. How many people could have, you know, overcame something because you did what you were supposed to do. And so I've said this in videos before, but when we don't share our stories, when we don't speak up, when we don't use our voices, when we don't say what God has called us to say, we literally are hindering other people from overcoming. We're literally delaying other people because we think that it's about us. We think it's about having the best visual video podcast. We think it's about having the best podcast guest. We think it's about having the best setup with the lights and the camera and the action and the audio and the and all of the different features and cool little things that come with having a good podcast setup. We think it's about those things. And it's like, no, did you release it? Did you release it? We're thinking it's about, man, I need to wait till I can say this in. How can I say this but make it sound more loving, more empathetic, more caring, more kind, more gentle? And it's like, no, say it how he gave it to you. You know what I'm saying? We can't find any of the excuses to not do it, to not obey. But this one is just me taking my own advice and just showing up, y'all. just to kind of talk to y'all about some of the things that I've been talking about with other people today, and just something that I was thinking. We're gonna start showing up, y'all. And so let's get to it. Let's make a commitment to show up despite the odds that we think are stacked against us, despite the time that we think we don't have, despite the resources that we think we need, despite all of the things. Let's show up. Let's show up. So if you're listening and you're feeling called, right, and you're like, man, I don't have the mental capacity, it's just a lot going on, I don't know if I can give anything else, like, obey God. Because you may be in a season where it's like, hey, I'm in a season where I gotta focus on the main thing. So focus on your focus. But there may be some of you listening who are like, I'm being, like, sometimes we say we're focused, but we're being distracted by every which thing. And so I think this is the perfect time to refocus. I was telling one of my friends today, I was like, I need to get back to my goals. Let me go back to what my goals are and let me reestablish some things. Let me refocus, even as we're closing out the year. Like, let me make sure that my goals are set for Q4. Let me make sure that my focus is my focus. And let me not get sidetracked with any distractions as far as like, oh, I'm doing something else. I'm building something else. Oh, I got this other idea. I'm trying to, you know, focus on that idea, but I'm also trying to do this. Like, we're just multitasking, getting nothing done, you know? And so here's the picking one thing and focusing on it. And I hope this encourages somebody that's listening. Whether that's your business, whether that's your family, whether that's ministry, whether that's a podcast, whether that's a blog, whether that's a website, whether that's whatever it is for you, ask God, what is the priority in this season? And then obey. And then obey God. All right, y'all. I will see y'all in the next one. Bye.